For calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. 36 hours. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Hello, good afternoon, and thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices. My name is Chris with Service Coordination. We are on a recorded line. How can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Erica. Last initial B is in boy, calling in from Family First on behalf of a mutual member, Nicole Jackson.
I'm sorry, what was the name of the home care?
Family First.
Callback number for you?
267-551-7423, no extension.
NPI or tax ID number?
Tax ID is 8228-43555. 8228-43555.
Participant's first and last name.
Nicole Jackson.
Date of birth?
Date of birth is October 19th, 71.
May I have you verify her full address and telephone number?
Telephone number 943-236-8652. And the home address is 6506 Dix Ave, Philadelphia, PA. 19142.
Thank you for that information. Let me review the account. Please hold.
No problem.
Okay. And is a participant available to speak with?
Yes, I can have the participant on the line. The participant actually has been calling us for an update on her services. She wants to start with us, and we have not received the response back from the service coordinator.
Okay. Can I get the verbal consent that I need to speak with the participant? It looks.
Yes, of course. Give me 1 second. Let me add her to the line.
Thank you.
I have Nicole Jackson on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
Nicole?
Yes.
Hi, Nicole. My name is Chris with UPMC Service Coordination. We are on a recorded line. So I have Erica calling in from Family First Home Care looking to speak with your service coordinator. I do have to make sure that that is okay and I can obtain your verbal consent. May I have your first and last name?
Nicole Jackson.
Your date of birth?
10/19/71.
May I have you verify your full address?
6506 Dix Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19142.
Your telephone?
943-236-8652.
And do you give me verbal consent today to speak with Erica with Family First?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. While I have you on the line, also, I do want to clarify some few things. It does look like the service coordinator attempted to reach out to, looks like she attempted to reach out yesterday, and she did not receive an answer. A voicemail was left. So she did make
to Erica?
I'm not sure if it was Erica.
To Erica?
She called to the home care. Yeah, to Family First. She left a
voicemail. I know. That's what she told me. Yeah, that's what she said.
I looked through my voice messages. I didn't see a voicemail left from her. I would have to double check with my supervisor. Maybe she reached out to her.
probably, but it does look like she reached out to someone at the home care agency and was unable to leave a voicemail. But I will see if she is available to take the call at this time. If she is unavailable, what I can do is I can put a message in to have her follow up to give a call back, but it may take her up to 24 to 48 business hours to do so, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you soon.
Erica.
Yes.
That's all she needed was your text ID number, and you can email her. If you
okay.
want to email her, if you could give it to me, because I've been speaking to her all day today.
Okay, so I'll send you a text message of my text ID, but I provided that to the insurance already. I spoke with them like 3 times. But I'm going
to tell you. There's only one person to speak to. It's only Aisha. It's only one person.
Yeah, okay. I'll send it over to you now.
Yeah, I think that's all she needs. And if she needs anything else, because it seemed like it's better to email her. But she called me today and said that she couldn't reach you.
Okay, so I'm going to... I'm going to go through my messages again because I didn't see anything when you had spoken to Monica. I looked as soon as you told Monica that she had called, and I didn't see anything from UPMC. So I'm not sure. Maybe they had the wrong number of mine. So hopefully...
I emailed your phone number, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. So at this time, Ms. Aisha is currently unavailable to take the call. I will get this message over to her. I do have a callback number, 267-551-7423. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. She should follow up within the next 24 to 48 business hours if she does not call by the end of today, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anything else I may assist with?
Nope. That'll be all for today.
All right. You both have a good day. Thank you for calling.
You too.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you for taking a few moments to complete the survey.
Nicole, I'll keep you updated if she gives me a call back. I'm going to send an email to her.
Today, on a scale of 1 to 5.
I wanted to ask you some questions, though. Could you call me
back? Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the most satisfied, how would you rate the services you received today? Please press or say your response now. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the most satisfied, how would you rate the services you received today? Please press or say your response now. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the most satisfied, how would you rate the services you received today? Please press or say your response now. Let's move on. Was the concierge you were just speaking with able to resolve your question or concern to your satisfaction today? Please say yes or press 1, or say no or press 2. Was the concierge you were just speaking with able to resolve your question or concern to your satisfaction today? Please say yes or press 1, or say no or press 2. Was the concierge you were just speaking with able to resolve your question or concern to your satisfaction today? Please say yes or press 1, or say no or press 2. Let's move on. If you